Deborah Messing teaming with Biden campaign for value of women voters fundraiser. By BenQ on August 7, 2020. Far-left actress Deborah Messing is set to moderate a virtual fundraiser for Democratic presidential candidate Joe Biden later this month alongside her Will & Grace co-star Eric McCormack, as Hollywood steps up its efforts to defeat President Donald Trump in November. The event, which is in support of the Biden Victory Fund, is described as a virtual conversation on the value of women voters and leaders. Scheduled to take place on 26 August, ticket holders will be treated to a three-hour-long conversation moderated by Messing and McCormack. According to the event invitation, attendees will be joined by what Messing called extraordinary congresswomen, including Reps. Abby Finicker, D.A., Lucy McBath, D.G.A., and Debbie Muirkissel-Powell, D.F.L. Biden's acceptance of support from Messing is further evidence of his willingness to embrace the racially charged radicalism she represents and displays on social media. Last September, Messing removed a racist tweet applauding a church sign that declared black supporters of President Donald Trump mentally ill. Messing later apologized for the tweet. "I apologized for liking that church sign. I said I regret it. I should, sick, have thought before recklessly supporting, sick," she wrote at the time. "You won't accept this, but black people are targeted by Trump's GOP for voter suppression, sick. Charlottesville was about Trump supporters hating people of color and Jews." Last month, the starter wife actress came under fire after she accused Grammy-winning rapper Kanye West of trying to take young black votes from Biden by running for the presidency. Messing's comments about Kanye West were soon picked up by Bernie Sanders' spokeswoman Nina Turner, who denounced Messing's remarks as racist and told her that black voters are not owned by anyone. "You just can't stop dipping, can you, at Deborah Messing?" Turner wrote. "Your connotation is racist. 1. Black voters are not owned by anyone. Our vote should be earned every election cycle. 2. We can think for ourselves and don't need your help. 3. Sometimes it's best to stay out of family business." Follow BenQ on Parler, Facebook, or Twitter. You can email him at bq@breitbart.com.